You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. Man, it's almost like we were out of the frying pan into the fire, I think is how this episode is going to go, because right after we fought a ghost and got ran over by a ghost train, we're heading downstairs and something else is rumbling this hotel, Sam.
Well, last time
on Critical Hit.
You guys were starting to head downstairs, and you hear the rumbling, and it's actually not coming from downstairs. It's coming right back from Shemma's room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's just another train going through.
Coming into the station.
Yeah, and you guys actually hear the conductor again saying, you decided to buy the round-trip ticket.
I hate this guy so much, right?
So we're to keep the same initiatives, and we'll go back to top of the round. I'll move him because he appears there, and we'll say you guys are all kind of clustered. If you want to put yourselves in a slightly different order, but we can say since you said you were heading downstairs, I'll say you guys are around here.
Yeah,
if that works for you. So we'll start with the Hanging Judge. What do you do?
Try to run for the stairs?
You're trying to run downstairs.
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we'll say that you're actually were basically by the stairs, but the stairs, as you look down, are just... So you've got this ghostly train platform, and downstairs is just this dense fog.
Oh, maybe not. I'll just kind of hold, I think, and wait.
Okay. So do you want to delay or do you want to try to ready an action?
Just delay.
Okay, cool. So the conductor will glide out of the room. And he'll say, "Oh, no need to walk. Why don't you just relax?" And he'll cast slow. So everyone gets to make me will saves.
I fail.
Now do I get to throw in my +2?
I don't believe this is... No, this is not an enchantment or illusion. This is a transmutation.
Okay. And we're doing will...
Fatigued, give me a -1 on this.
No, it's just physical stats.
Yay. Elder. Yay, Russell.
Maybe.
Alder is the only person that makes his save.
Oh.
Yeah.
So everyone who is affected are staggered, was the case before. You can take only a single move action or standard action each turn, but not both. And you take a -1 penalty on attack rolls, AC, and ref saves. And you can move at half of your normal speed round down.
Is there like a save ends or anything like that?
So it will last a duration.
Okay.
It will last for some time.
Am I still taking that -2 penalty?
You are.
Okay. So this is a minus one to attack rolls, and what else?
It is minus one to attack rolls, AC, and ref saves. And that is the conductor. Would you like to unhold Mr. Hanging Judge?
Yes, I can try to shoot him.
Yeah, that's true. He's not in melee with anyone, so go to town.
I will.
Bang, bang, bang.
Minus one to attack, you say?
Yep. I'm going to change your initiative to... Actually, I'm going to change your... Why don't you hold off until 20, because that way we don't get too many initiative stack, because both the conductor and Shema go at 21. The conductor is on 21 fast. So he's gone. So why don't Chema go, and then we'll take your action.
Okay.
Works for me. I cast Bless. Good night.
so that gives everyone
a plus one. Yep, that's going to be a plus one to attack rolls and fear effects.
And I'll give you a free extra knowledge religion now that you've seen this guy reappear.
Yeah. Okay. what was my knowledge religion? It's like every time you think I just memorize what these numbers are.
It's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, what's the fun in that?
It's a lot of like very close. Nope, that's another botch.
Wow.
Apparently.
Okay.
Wow. Apparently, train ghosts haven't been around long enough for him to actually pick up knowledge on
that. I just don't think that was his particular study of supernatural focus.
I said good night.
He's good with trains. He's good with ghosts. He's not putting them together.
Yeah. Okay, that was Chema, the Hanging Judge.
All right, I guess I'll shoot, and I get the bless now.
Yes, so, which will negate the penalty from slow. So just make your regular attack roll.
Normal bonus, 11.
That is going to miss.
Boo. All right, then.
All right, then we'll take it to Eshin.
Rawr. Can I charge him?
You are slowed, so you also fatigue, so no. No, to both of these things.
Double no.
In fact, I should have not let you charge last session, but sorry. But you can, because you're just staggered, you can just move.
Eshin's very cranky when he wakes up.
Why does fatigue not let charge?
I think that's just part of fatigued.
Oh, really?
That you can't run or charge. Let me double check, but a fatigued character can neither run nor charge.
Oh. Huh. Okay. I will stroll on over to him then.
Okay.
The expense of my full half speed.
All right. Russell, it is your turn.
Can I go past him over to here without provoking an opportunity attack or not?
No. Okay. You will provoke an attack opportunity.
Right. Then I will go here.
Cool. All right. Now it is Alder's turn.
Okay. So, we got a ghost. We're in a hallway.
Yep.
He's a hallway ghost, but he's also a trained ghost.
Well, he's not a trained ghost.
He's a poorly trained ghost. And lacking either, a Great Dane or an oversized green t-shirt, there's only one way to respond to a ghost. I'm going to shoot a snowball at it.
It's going to say you're going to run into one of the other doors in the hallway and come out a different one.
And then Dave Jones will think, no, I'm going to shoot a snowball at it.
Okay.
A snowball.
I believe that's a ranged touch attack. Let me double check. Make your ranged touch attack, which as I believe we discussed last session, is at a plus three bonus to hit.
Correct. We did discuss that, and I even retained the information.
What?
You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. Last session was in the same recording as this one. How do you feel about an 11?
I feel pretty bad about that. That's going to miss.
Cool. Well, then, I don't know. There's a fireball. 11's
what I rolled.
What? I rolled the same as Brian? Oh, man. I need to just pack it in. Let's
you,
see what happens.
You rolled the same total as Brian with having six less bonus.
Yeah.
Do I have anything special on a miss? Is there such a thing as things happening on a miss?
Not for this.
Ah, darn it. So Alder takes the feather and he shrieks and all the white stuff comes flying off the feather and turns into a nice ball and it literally does nothing. I mean, I feel bad about it, but what are you going to do? All right. So that's an attack. I could theoretically move, yes?
No. Oh, yes. You were actually the one person that was not slowed, so you can move.
Right. I am unslowed. But I can't.
Hey, did those tracks move?
They're about to. I'm just moving them preemptively.
What?
Hey, now wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Now wait, just...
Who flipped the switch?
Okay. You're
supposed to flip the switch away from the group of people.
Do we know that the tracks have done that? Probably.
So that is still your action, so I definitely shouldn't have done that yet. Though, I was just doing that a little prematurely, so.
So I can't respond to that back because it hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to close ranks because then I'll have to fight him. And if I had to fight him, it would suck. Probably just going to hang out right there. Yeah.
All right. You'll hang out?
I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'll stay here.
All right. So then on the conductor's action, you hear that whistling noise again, and the lines reappear where I've drawn them. He's done that. Oh, he'll do... Nah, he doesn't want to do that yet.
Yeah, we're boned.
We don't talk like that here. This is the 1920s or the 1880s, or I don't know. I'm tired.
We've pulled a boner?
No, that's not till the 1930s, Rob. Or the 40s.
I don't know. I wasn't alive then. That's why I'm looking at you and Matthew.
Oh, Robert Godzilla Rasta.
So yeah, he'll just grin and say, "You should really stay off the tracks." And he'll reach over and touch Eshin. First he has to make sort of a touch attack. So I'm sure barbarians are known for their touch ACs. though that's going to still miss. No. That's what I get for making fun of people.
I have an 11.
Yep. You have an 11? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just barely missed you on a 6. And he will move 5 feet step back, like through the remnants of the doorway into the room. And that is his turn. Chema.
Let's see. So we're on the tracks again.
Yep.
And the only way off the tracks is into the room. Pretty much.
And your movement is halved.
Right.
And he's blocking the doorway.
And also I can only do one thing per round, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Are there any other open rooms available?
Yeah, there's... So the room... Here, I can draw this on. There's... The rooms are kind of stacked onto each other. So, like, say, this is where the Hanging Judge was staying, and this is where Alder was staying. And so any of those have doors you could get in, we'll say. That's the door to one. And that's the door to the other.
They're all on the same side of the building?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a window on the other wall?
On the wall of this side? Yes, there is. You can only see dense, obscuring fog outside.
I don't see train tracks.
Outside the window? No, but you would have to, jump through some glass to get there, and you're not sure what that fog is about.
Meh.
All right. Step one, we beat this ghost. Step two, we find a way into the underworld to retrieve Eshin.
I'm finding a ghost.
Yeah, I'm gonna go into the hanging judge's room.
Okay. Yeah, make your move.
I move over there.
Cool. So yeah, actually, when you go in, it seems like the tracks do just extend through the entire length of this hallway, but you have gotten past them. Make me another knowledge religion check.
Oh boy, we're really trying to get the hat trick.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Oh yeah, you can't just conventionally destroy ghosts typically. Even using magic weapons or spells, they will come back until you destroy whatever it is that's binding them. Ghosts tend to have a fetter, as you recall, much like the say the ghost
birds.
Of
birds of a fetter.
Boo. William Greenwood did.
Do I have an inkling as to what this fetter might be?
It depends on the ghost. It's hard to say. You'd have to maybe like look around for something. You are guessing that since it appeared in your room, that is probably
in
your room. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go get it next turn.
Cool. So that was Chema, Mr. the Hanging Judge.
Probably don't want to shoot. I think I'm just going to make my way back into my room and get out of sight. Or get out of the way of these tracks.
Cool. To Eshin.
Rar, rar, rar.
You're attacking him?
Yes.
Alright.
I am a one note character.
Sweet. You are, however, unfortunately still slowed, so you can't make a full attack, but you can make whatever attack is the highest for you.
Claw.
Cool.
Yeah, it's claw. Yeah, plus 9, plus 1, minus 1 for fatigued. Is there any negative for staggered?
No, just that you can't do, a lot of things.
Okay.
Yep.
Plus 1 from the bless. No raging. Plus 1 from Grandma Juice.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Gross.
20. Not call it that.
That'll hit.
The power of prunes.
Oh. Ant juice.
That doesn't help.
Roll your damage.
You mean nectar.
Nectar? I darn near killed her.
What? 9.
Okay. You get a piece of him.
Rar.
So on to Russell.
I can do one thing.
Correct.
Can I bull rush him and push him and me move out of the way, across the tracks?
Do you actually have the feet bull rush?
It is one of my tiger style things.
So tiger style just gives you a bonus to certain combat maneuver checks. It doesn't actually give you the ability to bull rush.
The feet was improved bull rush, which gives you a bonus to it, and
right, yeah. But
I don't think
opportunity
attacks.
Yes, exactly. I don't think you have feet. I don't think you have the feet improved bull rush.
Okay.
Unless I'm wrong.
Nope, I don't.
Okay, because, you could attempt to bull rush him, but that will provoke an attack of opportunity.
And
get hit by a train.
1, 2, 3, let's see. And how far can I move? Am I half speed or full speed?
You are at half speed.
Crap it. Because now I got nowheres to move.
Almost like you planned it that way.
Almost.
Bull rush. Do it.
Yeah, but I don't
bull
have
rush.
I don't have it.
do it
you,
anyway.
You can do the maneuver. You're just going to take an opportunity attack.
That's fine. But will I be able to push us both off the tracks, or am I going to...
Well, that depends on your bull rush check. Although you can make a wisdom check.
So what you should do instead is grapple them.
Well, and I do have that.
Because then you'll both get hit by the train.
Yes.
But in order to grapple him, I need to move up to him.
The question is...
Yeah, you don't actually have the actions to both move and attack because of slow.
The ghost's incorporeal, right?
That is correct.
Walk through him and take an opportunity attack.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be cheaper than 16 points of damage from a freaking...
Or higher.
Yeah.
Go one space further to the left.
All right, I will move there.
He grabs at you, and his hand kind of glows with a black and blue mix of necrotic and cold energy as he makes a touch attack.
He's going to bruise you.
He'll get you.
Black and blue.
Why don't you make a will save against his corrupting touch? It is, again, not a... anything you are of special resistances to.
Then why does he even have special resistances?
I mean, what's the point?
14.
So that when someone actually tries to ensorcel him with their magical powers, he doesn't get ensorceled. What is the DC on that? Yeah, you fail. So he gets a piece of you. And just, you feel the life just draining out of you as you take 21 damage from his corrupting touch.
Well, that was...
That wasn't better than 16.
That was not, and now I am almost dead. I've got 2 hit points left.
To be fair, it's the same damage. He rolls 5d6 when he hits you with the train. I just happened to roll better with the corrupting touch this time. Which takes us to Alder.
Next week. All right. So it's clear that I'm about to get trained here.
Oh yeah, you can see the tracks now, and you know what happened last time.
It is training day.
Boo.
All right. So can I dodge in a room or get out of the way?
Yes, you can basically follow the lead of Chema and the Hanging Judge and duck into their room.
Yeah, because
try to shoot him first.
Yes, exactly. You because you're not slowed can. Cast a spell first before you do that.
I can do 2 things.
Yeah. Right.
So I could do that. Hang on, let me check that. But that's a will save. What's this? Is that a will save too? Is Frenema? That does not save against the will save. So I could just do that, and then all I have to do is hit him. So if a spell says that he can save... Actually, excuse me. A successful reflex save will negate the damage.
That means he will get to make a reflex save, and if he makes it, he will not take any damage.
Well, that's not as good a spell as the other one, then, because the other one allows me to just hit him again with that ball of ice.
Sure, though. Yeah, it's up to you. You could also disrupt undead him again, because he is still undead. You can cast that as many times as you want.
That's true.
Disrupt undead's a cantrip. Nice. Mm-hmm.
I have 8 first level and 3 second levels. I have yet to cast a second level in this combat. No. Yes. Yes, that's true. Shut up. 0 is not a level. All right. I would like to try the snowball again.
Okay. Make a touch attack again.
But in this case, I'd like for it to be the same snowball coming back at him from the other direction.
I like
so
it.
It flew away and it came back. So I have to actually hit him with the thing.
You do.
Okay, hang on. Let me check something.
Yeah, no. That's...
Oh, now you wasted it.
Yeah. So it spins around or... from the other side, but he just sees it coming and ducks out of the way.
All right. Then I'm going to...
Go hide in the room with the others?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a cool rolling dive like I was cool.
Cool. Just show off that extra movement to slow people. Snowball.
Yeah. Train dodge. Like we used to do when I was a child. We would dodge the train. Or in some cases, it was really just a deer. But I think in some ways, dodging a deer is more impressive.
So, yeah, well, that takes us to the next round. And again, right on schedule, the conductor ducks out of the way of the train and says, when animals get on the track, it's always unfortunate. And then that slams into you.
Ow.
Dreadfully sorry.
Make a ref save.
Where is my ref?
On the bottom of the first.
I've got it written down elsewhere because I don't have one of the items on my actual character sheet.
Of course, just to be sad, I rolled terrible damage on the train, so Stephen really did take much worse damage by provoking. 16? And that will make the save, so you take only 5 damage.
Wow! 5 points of damage after being hit by a train. You're impressive.
Although you are actually, and you make your save, so you're not, there's no other negative effects. So good work.
Now is he no longer slowed?
Nope. Everyone is still slowed. This thing has a duration that is equal to his caster level, and it has not come to pass yet.
Well,
so we're on to, Chema.
Okay, so I'm still slowed.
Yes.
So, we'll do. And I can't run, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, 1, 2. Can I go diagonal there?
Yeah, you can.
3. And that,
could you blow a hole through the wall?
I don't think I could. I could probably inflict some damage on the wall, but I'm kind of a bullet guy.
Yeah. And these walls are relatively sturdy.
All right. So yeah, that's my turn. I'm there.
Cool. All right. Let's take it to the hanging judge.
All right. Still no train, huh?
Well, the train went past,
ow. But I'm still slow.
I don't know how it...
Correct.
I guess I'll start moving to try to get back around into that other room.
You can't double move because you're slowed. Yep, you can just take a single move action.
All right, then I'll move out there.
Okay. Yeah, on to Eshin.
What was the save Steven had to make when he was touched?
It was a will save.
Okay. I'm a 5-foot step. Right about here.
Cool.
Because I can't make a will save.
Nope. It's a fact. All right. That your action?
Yarp.
Russell.
I need to do a healing surge.
All right, so you're going to take the second win action?
Yes. All right, so I get 10. Whoops. So I'm up to 12.
All right, so that's your action?
That is it.
Then we're going to go to Alder.
Hello.
Hi. Right,
can I see the ghost?
Not from the room you're in.
The ghostie's in the next room?
Correct.
Can I get to the ghosty?
You can get to see him.
I can get to the Eshin. I can get to see him. That means I can target him, right?
Correct.
So what if I were to go here and target him with a magiciness?
You can't quite get there. You don't have enough removed speed for that, but you can get to say here, and then you can target him still.
It says here my speed is 30, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's less than 30. I don't know how speed works. Shut up. Okay, I will target him See, this is a thing, and I'm looking at a thing, and the other thing is a thing, and can he shake that off? 1d6. Yes.
Who's got the arrow?
I do.
Nice. It's very subtle trolling.
I'm going to put him to sleep.
No.
Ghost to sleep? But are you saying ghosts don't sleep?
Ghosts don't sleep.
And I knew this because, obviously.
Yeah.
They That's told the me there'd be plenty of time to sleep when you're dead.
They lied. Lying. If I do a thing that targets creatures, that would that include my associates?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to do that. Even though it is critical hit tradition to set your friends on fire. You know what? I got one more level two. No, wait. I've been casting level one, so it doesn't matter. What if that snowball comes back again? I'm not giving up on this snowball. This snowball and I.
I mean, eventually you'll roll above average.
Right. Hey. This snowball is my friend, and I'm going to bring it back.
All right, roll it.
Snowball back. Booyaka.
Nope.
How do you feel about 11?
I feel really bad about that. Like I said, just need to roll above average.
Oh, ouch.
Same thing I rolled last time.
Yep, and it still misses.
Okay, I'm going to try and roll something that's not the snowball.
Nope.
There it is.
Oh, all right, cool.
The
maybe
snowball is the problem.
Yep, that's clearly it.
It's definitely all the right. Snowball.
Well, at least I'm not trying to jump up onto a roof.
Can you take weapon focus touch attack or range touch?
You can take weapon focus ray.
Is snowball, does snowball count as a ray?
Let me see. It
I'm just counts. Saying, this young man seems to have an awful lot of rays that we've
yes.
seen, so he would definitely benefit from that.
That's true. You totally could. Possibly for the future.
Right.
Yes, so next time it comes around, weapon focus ray is something right. you might want to do.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Check my rays. The rays say they're ray, effect ray, so this does not say effect ray.
Oh, okay.
This says effect yep. ball.
all right, well, that takes us to the conductor, and he'll say to Eshin, it's like, why don't you sit this one out, and he'll attempt to touch you.
No!
Sure.
And he will successfully
yeah, he touched
me. You. So why
touched
don't you make a fort Ooh. Save?
Gross. Fort save?
Yep.
I can do a fort save. 18?
Oh, that just gets there. So So Eshin, like, flickers just briefly. Like, for a second, he is just not there. And then he reappears.
I met a Whoa. Guy with a metal arm.
Then we'll take it to Chema, who is no longer slowed.
Oh, that's bad for him. Yeah, do I still have the effects that I cast last?
Last combat, yes.
Okay, so still have my judgment, still have the fire thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's better. So I'm going to move over here. And take a shot at the ghost.
Cool. Roll it.
So one more time. It's going to be my standard bonus, plus one for bless, plus one because I have allies next to him, plus one for point blank shot, minus two because I'm got some problems that ghost gave me. Anything else?
Did you add in your judgment?
Oh, yeah, my judgment. Plus one more.
All right, then we're good.
28.
Okay, yeah, that hits. Roll damage.
14, six of which is fire.
Cool. He discorporates. He seemed to have come back at partial strength.
Okay. I'm gonna go start rummaging through my room.
All right. Make a perception check.
Okay. I'm going to take a plus one to that because of my weapon, since I'm actually have an active judgment on, right?
You do. Yeah, that actually works.
Yeah.
Awesome.
27.
So you actually recognize it because you judged him. It's the same pocket watch he was wearing, is just kind of tucked among the knickknacks that were on the dresser. And it's a seems to be like in very good condition. It's a bronze pocket watch. And when you flip it, it's got an independent second hand display, which indicates it could be used as a chronometer. And the back of the watch has that all too familiar arcane mark on it.
Okay. I will take a moment to appreciate its craftsmanship, and then I'll just throw it up in the air and shoot it like Skeet.
Sweet. It crumbles to the ground. And as it does, all the ghostly terrain disappears.
I want to look at it.
Well, I think it's gone now. Hopefully.
I actually considered just throwing it at Eshin for him to eat, but I didn't want to like cause him any like stomach problems.
We're going to do everything we can to get this lizard possessed.
Although, shit. That would have been a heck of a Peter Pan reference if he had eaten it.
Should we check downstairs?
We should. By the way, allow me to apologize to all of you for not remembering how ghosts work. I don't know what that whole pepper thing was.
It happens. We should probably gather our things as well.
Yes.
You guys want to spend any healing surges?
Yep, I'm going to need to spend a couple.
I'm going to need at least one.
So as the ghostly terrain collapses, it actually momentarily coalesces into almost a ball of essence that then moves into Eshin's pants. And you actually feel it. It's funny because when you were kind of flickering, you felt like you were slow, and for that matter, you were slowed. And now you're actually feeling a little bit faster and a little bit refreshed, and you are no longer fatigued.
Yay! I can get angry now.
Can I try to figure out what just happened?
You can make anyone can make a knowledge, religion, arcana, or spellcraft check.
No.
Ooh, I have one of those.
I don't.
That's going to be a 16 for my knowledge, religion.
And a 15 for my knowledge, spellcraft.
Cool. Shama, you know that sometimes when a ghost is banished or destroyed, it leaves a bit of a trace behind in some fashion. And that can be manifest in a lot of ways. It can be a clock that never runs correctly again, but it can also be, say, a teapot that always makes perfect tea. So it can seem to sometimes alter objects around it. And Alder, you think that his clothing has been enchanted in some fashion.
But I can't tell whether that would be a positive or a negative enchantment.
You're guessing that it would be positive because you don't see any the telltale signs. Usually if it was some kind of curse, you might expect an almost immediate manifestation. But you'd have to do some more in-depth study to understand what the effect was.
Does it seem that he knows?
How do you feel?
Better. Refreshed.
That is interesting. You may have been the recipient of a ghostly boon.
I agree. It seems as though perhaps An enchantment has fallen upon your pants.
Huh.
And they can now act as this item.
It's a level 2
Boots
magic.
Boots of speed.
Pants of speed.
Pants of speed.
this whole this is all sounds way dirtier than I intended it to. Stupid lizard
You're
not wearing shoes.
In my pants.
Be happy the lizard is wearing pants.
Yes.
Hey, I've had that, like, I remember I had a character who was like a cool guy who wore a cool trench coat, and my game master's like, oh, here's like a cape of camouflage. It looks like lizard scales. And I'm like, I'm not going to wear a cape on top of my trench coat. So I just never wore it.
I thought this was going to go for, and underneath my trench coat, I'm a flasher.
Yeah.
You know, I would put the cape under the trench coat. It looked like a cool
I asked them. I was like, okay, so I would be willing to like maybe wear like a vest. Can I just poke holes in it and wear it like a vest? And he'd be like, that would destroy the enchantment. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you spent the time to look this up, but my character is not wearing a cape.
Because he's busy wearing a cool trench coat.
Yeah, I got a cool trench coat.
It's a trench coat of coolness, plus 3.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, and it gives him that once a day he can cast the spell one more thing, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I can make more attacks.
Speed pants.
Speed pants. Make you speedy.
I click my heels together.
This time you have to click your knees.
Yes.
Charleston to activate it.
You have to click your lizardy butt off. Will. Wait, Eshin has a tail, right?
Yeah.
Click your tail together.
So you guys have spent all your healing surges?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll spend one.
Haven't spent all my healing surges, but pretty close to all of them.
So yeah, as you guys pause and take a breather and take in Eshin's pants, the mist from downstairs seems to have cleared, and you can hear Huckleberry barking.
Does he seem distressed?
He seems upset.
Ooh.
Downstairs.
We better
Racing
go check
down
that out.
Stairs.
Yep.
Do I know where Dawn is?
Yeah, Dawn had been, she actually was probably sleeping in the downstairs as well. She liked sleeping next to Huckleberry.
Race down the stairs.
Cool. So you guys head downstairs, and this place also seems weirdly transformed. So it's the inn, as you know it, but there's also a... now there's a piano, like a ghost piano, but like a ghost piano player at it. And then the tables and bar have... people at them, but they are also seem to be ghostly and somewhat disturbingly don't have faces. And as you guys head downstairs, also around the people, you see three women. They appear to be varying body shapes, sizes, and ethnicities, but all in states of undress. And as you come in, the innkeeper, Emily, walks out of the kitchen. She's in a bathrobe, or not bathrobe, but nightgown. And she's like, Huckleberry, what's all that racket? And as she walks out, you see another ghostly figure, which is, she appears to be a woman in her 40s, but still beautiful of somewhat severe features. And she's wearing a bejeweled gown and waving a ornate fan depicting a jeweled bird on it. And as the innkeeper walks out, the spectral woman just walks right into her.
Uh-oh. Like, into her.
Yes, into her.
Oh.
Oh, not good.
Yeah, not good. And probably a good place, though, to take a break this week. Podcast at majorspoilers.com. If you enjoy these episodes and want to see Critical Hit and everything we do at Major Spoilers continue, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/majorspoilers. Check it out. You know, for as little as the price of a soda, a comic book, a cup of coffee, whatever is your regular routine item, you can support us for an entire month. So go without a cup of coffee, Brian. Patreon.com/majorspoilers. Find out all the other cool extras that you're going to get when you become a patron member. And depending on the level, you might get some cool extras like a t-shirt, original art. In fact, there was, I believe, a Hanging Judge piece that went out not too long ago.
Oh, really? I want to see that.
You can find it all at patreon.com/majorspoilers. So until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.